Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration, with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader. Inspiration Nation shares inspiration from the world of words and is the place where connection comes from life experience and personal stories. Inspiration Nation Radio is proud to bring you authors, writers, speakers, and leaders from different walks of life to empower and inspire you to live from your best self. Inspiration Nation, your destination for inspiration. And now, welcome to the show with your host, Teresa Morrow, the author's cheerleader.
Well, welcome to another edition of Inspiration Nation. I am your host, Teresa Morrow. And today with me, I have a very special guest, Trinda Lutherell, a friend of mine now, whom we met through another social local network, the Amazing Women Organization. Hi, Trinda. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. Hello, everyone. Happy to be here.
It's so great to have you. Trinda and I had a little, finally got to meet a little bit more one-on-one a couple of weeks ago, and just a real joy and pleasure to have you on the show, Trinda, and have the listeners learn a little bit more about you and what you do. And today we're going to be chatting about one of your books you've written, A Greater You, which I think is very, I love the title because I think we are trying to be a greater self, a greater you, you know, a greater individual, don't you think?
Every day, every day. But before we begin, let me just say, our meeting was exceptional. We had, for your audience's ears, we had the most amazing experiences together in that short time that just assured us that we were meant to get together, we were meant to help inspire others with our own stories and all of the stories that you bring to the show, because I really do feel we can be greater once we realize how interconnected we really are, how special our connections are with one another. And it's not until we, as I say in my blog, meet and make a connection that we discover that. So yes, I believe a greater you is possible once we make, you know, the all-important connections to our higher self, to others, and of course to that greater power and presence.
Absolutely, because one of the things I was going to, you know, ask you, one of my first questions was going to be, you know, why connect? I mean, I in a way know the answer, but I think sometimes some people may think, well, what is the big deal, you know, so you connect
right
with each other.
It's just so vital, and I don't really think that people don't want to connect. I think that we have a hard time with communication in this world. I think that sometimes as beautiful and as wise as words can be for others, that we sometimes get tripped up on just basic words and the use of them. And being from so many different cultures, that can sometimes not allow for greater clarity. So it's really not until you have that one-on-one like we did, you know, really. I mean, I had seen you before and met you before, but we really didn't go one-on-one, you know, really get to know one another until we sat down and broke bread together and really got to know the heart and soul of each other. And I think that sometimes communication in this world is a little hard. So you've really got to make a little bit of an effort to connect with one-on-one, heart-to-heart, you know, spirit-to-spirit, mind-to-mind, and really get to know the other people that are around you, because you start to see the same similarities and not so many of the differences, if you will.
That's very true. I think it is very powerful when we do really sit down and make a connection, and that connection comes from sharing, I think. And like you and I did, I mean, I knew we had some similarities,
mm-hmm.
some common ground, but I didn't actually realize how much until we got talking. And that's what I wanted to share with the listeners was, you know, you had mentioned, you know, yes, there are sometimes communication, lack of a better word, barriers, but I think that when you allow yourself and open yourself up to making a divine or a real authentic connection with somebody.
Yes, that's a good word, authentic.
Communication barrier, yeah, I think it goes away, though, don't you?
It does.
Yeah.
It just falls away. It just falls away, and you start to see a little bit of reflection of yourself and everyone else, and you start to see the heart and the soul of someone, and you're able to really connect on a deeper and greater level. And then things are a little bit easier. And then communication from that point forward is much smoother, much easier. You can kind of overcome the challenges that are in front of us together, which definitely makes the journey better. And so we start to see that benefit to being interconnected. And I think that in this time and day with technology and the internet and how absolutely transparent the world is to all of us, like never before, then we're peering into the homes and the hearts of others that we would never possibly come to meet or even wish to meet or know to meet. So it really is changing, and hopefully in time we'll see the benefit to this really open, interconnected world with the internet and all of that. I think it'll come about to where it's going to be a positive thing for all of us. And, you know, you really become greater yourself when you start to see the connection, improve on self, improve on your relationships with others. Heck, I appreciate having a better connection with just my immediate family, you know, just trying to
yes,
get to know them better.
That is very true. And, you know, to circle around, you know, to your book, A Greater You, I think that when we do make that connection, whether it is, and like you said, with this world, the technology that we have right now does allow us to make connections with other people we may not have. But to me, that increases us becoming a greater person, because then we are able to share our purpose with more people.
Absolutely.
who we may not have never been able to connect with.
Well, you get to open up a little bit more about who you are as well. People want to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the wave at the mailbox is nice, but when you do FaceTime, you know, whether you're mm-hmm. just sitting in the same room or you're doing face-to-face on a laptop or an iPhone, you're making a little closer connection. And that's really the goal of the book, was to show that when you make a closer connection with not only your higher self or the part of you that lives in the highest and best of virtues of wisdom and love, but also with others in that same capacity. And then, if you can, with the greater power and presence to which everyone belongs, you make that closer connection with each. You start to live better, feel better, you know, bring more abundance and joy into your life and true wealth. And then life here does become not only possible, but better, greater. Everything becomes
mm-hmm.
greater. You do, and your life becomes greater. So I think it's almost a must for those who have awakened to understand the mind-body-spirit connection, yes, but also our connections to the higher self, to all of those that you come to meet and make a connection with, and to a greater power and presence. It has to be all three in order for you to really have a greater life and to be a greater you in the process. But once you do, there's no going back. It's awesome.
That is so true. One of the things that you state in the book is, to live and learn in this world, you must first recognize an unseen one.
Well, you
do
know
you
do.
What you, yeah. Hear more about
I
that.
I think the beginning of my journey, if you will, I think it was like for many of us, that I had hints of something more than this world, if you will, or than just, you know, the body, flesh and bone, when I was really quite young, because we're coming in fresh and, you know, into life and whatnot. So we get glimpses and memories and feelings and knowings, but it really wasn't until I was much older, actually, that I could really consciously recognize that that once unseen world or the invisible around me. And when you start to see and sense things beyond this world, you start to question self and life and ask those age-old questions, you know, who am I, where did I come from, but more importantly, why am I here? And when you start to question self and life and birth and death and all of that, you start, as I did, a spiritual quest, you know, and an adventure into finding out more about who you are and what you're doing here. And then life changes, I can guarantee it. Once you say, okay, I'm willing to know more about who I really am, the truth to my being, then infinite possibilities open up before you. And life is never the same. It started for me late in life, like I said, probably greater than a decade ago. So it's not blasé or anything like that now. I'm still just as excited and fired up about everything that's happened to me as I was the first day, the first time I saw something, the first time I smelled something or knew something that was beyond the physical world. So, yeah, when you start seeing and sensing and knowing beyond what you see with just your physical eyes, which is limited, you know, we know scientifically that we only see a very small spectrum portion of the electric light spectrum, right? We only see the rainbow colors, and we don't see the infrared and all of the others. So there is much more that's out there than what we see with our physical eyes. I think all of your listeners know that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you start being open to that, some people may call that intuition. Would you call it intuition?
You know, you can call it women's intuition, guy's gut instinct. Mm-hmm. You can call it just the supernatural, the miraculous. You can call it whatever you want. But I think that we're born with these innate abilities, these gifts, if you will. And I just think that we don't recognize them all the time. That's all. We all have them. Everyone is quote-unquote psychic, if you will, or intuitive, if you will, whatever word you want to use for having these divine gifts. But I think that we come in with them, and then we can either shut them down or we can, you know, open ourselves up to them. And that's the only real difference between someone who's quote-unquote a psychic medium or intuitive or sensitive or indigo child or all of those wonderful supernatural words, mystical words, but metaphysical words. But basically, we all have those gifts. They're divine gifts that come in with us. And you can develop them at any stage in your life. And that's really what happened to me. I'm not in any way, shape, or form a psychic medium or anything like that. But what I'm doing is I'm embracing those divine gifts, those innate abilities that I have within me so that I can live a greater life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's important to develop all the aspects of who you are, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually.
So what do you want to share with the listeners about being able to open, being open to that, to their spiritual side as far as
It's to become a seeker in life. Yeah, it's just to become a seeker in life, to be open to experiencing subjectively and objectively all the aspects of life. You know, to really open yourself up to be a great explorer in this world, not just physically, but mentally, you know, through great reading and knowledge that comes to you from others, emotionally, to try and be a little bit more sensitive to the world around us and to others. So it's really developing all the aspects of self, all the parts of self, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So we really need to be more mindful and incorporate those practices in our day-to-day life that allow us to grow and learn in all those ways. Yes, we can go on a diet and become physically more fit or exercise and, you know, and really concentrate on the body sacred, which is wonderful, and I encourage people to do that. But we can't forget about the mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects either. We have to nurture and maintain and you know, have those parts of ourselves to be developed and encouraged. And once we do, once we make the connection with all of those parts of ourselves, we become greater. Our life is greater. And I think that this existence, it totally changes for people, totally changes completely. And you find through your experiences that you are of value and worth. You have these great inherent gifts. You have a connection to the divine. And you open yourself up to that and find out that life here can be what you want it to be. It can be happier, it can be healthier, mm-hmm. and it can be truly wealthier, or you can find that personal peace that you're so looking for. I think that's really the biggest thing that everyone is trying to find in this life, because it can be so crazy chaotic.
mm-hmm. That's for sure.
It can be difficult. Yeah. Just with communication alone is challenging. So add all of the other aspects to our life, it can be kind of overwhelming for many people. And I think that unless we really stop and make that connection to every part of us, we really won't live a better life, a greater life. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, I just hope that inspires people to start looking at all the different aspects of their being and to try and develop all of them equally as much as possible anyway. And if they need inspiration to listen to shows like yours, read books like yours, they can pick up my book and an ebook for free, and they can go online to the blog and read even more inspirational writings and meet even more guests that speak of the mind-body-spirit connection, because I think that they'll get nuggets of inspiration from each of it.
I think you bring up a valid point, too, because I know for myself, too, you were just talking about, like, reach out. Like, if you are curious, if you want to know more about this stuff, if you are seeking this and searching for it, the one thing that is great about it is the technology that's out there now. You can go and find and meet people. I know that when I reach out to someone, most of the time, if they have time, which in some way, shape, or form they do, it may not be tomorrow, but, you know, a week or mm-hmm. so away, you know, make that connection with somebody and say, you know what, I'd love to take you out for coffee or tea or whatever, and sit with somebody for 10, 15, 20 minutes and get to know them better and see what their stories are like. I think that that's a really... That's what has allowed, one of the ways that's allowed me to become more spiritual and a deeper connection with others, is by having a deeper connection with others, which has had an effect on me to have a deeper understanding and connection within myself.
Oh, sure. You really can't appreciate someone until you get to know them, and you can't really see how your life can improve unless you see examples, unless you live through things, unless you learn and grow mm-hmm. in all of those ways. So pick up scripture, pick up a book, meet someone, learn of their life story, share your life story, because we're both teacher and sage in life. You know, we really need to show others what you've learned, what we've learned ourselves, so that they can, you know, kind of get a better grasp as to what they're going through. And it's really not until we meet and make a connection that we see both the seeker and the sage in each of us. You know, mm-hmm. All you really have to do in this day and age is to have an open mind, to be a seeker mm-hmm. of truth. And if it feels good for you, then that's your mm-hmm. personal truth. And it may be different from someone else, even in your own family. I had a meeting with someone yesterday. Even our own family members are not always, if you will, on the same page as we are.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
learn from those experiences, those shared experiences in this reality. You know, you can ponder the afterlife all you want, but you're here. You need to make mm-hmm. this life the best that you can. So learn from each other, embrace each other's beliefs and thinkings and understandings, and then take what you want from that and what feels right for you as truth, and then just simply let go of the rest. That's that beautiful Disney song, just let it go. Just let go what you don't
right.
know. But, you know, yes. but take the wisdom that rings true for you and mm-hmm. and ponder that, and then try to make your mm-hmm. life greater from more knowledge, from more experiences, and really from making simply a closer connection with the divine. That's your true source of wisdom and love. And, you know, you can reach the highest and best in yourself when you're reaching for the highest and best, if you will, in life. And
there
how
you
do you see that divine? So I just pray that everyone is enjoying their day and they take a few moments out of it to just simply ponder a little bit about self and life and how they want to go forward. And if they'd like help, they're free to have the ebook online and all of the other writings, as well as everything that you're providing. And I really can't thank you enough, because your station is really a great resource for people. So I'm grateful they've tuned in, and I hope that we've helped them in some way today.
Well, I appreciate that, Trent. I really do. I mean, I enjoy doing this, and that's one of the reasons why I do it, talking about connecting, is I get to connect with my guest, you, but I also get to share the connection then with whomever would like to listen at this moment and going forward. And then hopefully that has kind of a domino effect.
It does. It will. You know.
You know, and it makes these multiple little, you know, connections wherever. And it's interesting to me how sometimes one connection, just one, and that's another thing I wanted to bring up and share with the listeners with having you on today, is one connection can have a domino effect in your own life, and just make that connection. You know, I think sometimes we allow fear to stop us from things.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think if we just open our hearts, you know, like you said, if it doesn't feel right, you know, go with what feels right. If there's somebody that's really, you know, touching you and you thought, oh, you know what, that really what that person said, or meeting that person, or I'd like to really meet that person, you know, just ask, you know, hey, I'd like to meet you. Would you like to meet for coffee or something, you know, or tea for
and
one
I think
day?
That we, absolutely. And I think that, you know, we come across people throughout our day-to-day life at the grocery store, at work or whatever. And I think we get feelings, knowings, if you will, just by walking by someone. I think because basically our spirit has met their spirit long before the handshake.
Mm-hmm.
And when you brush upon someone and it just feels like, oh, this is a good relationship, or this is something someone I can approach, go with that inner feeling, because that inner feeling is your true self, and it knows. Trust me, your spirit knows who it wants to meet and make a connection with. It's just when you do try to see that person from just a little bit higher place in your mind, you may not instantly understand that person right away until you get to know, well, what's their background? What's their experience? Why do they act the way they do? Oh, maybe they need me. Maybe I need them. And you won't know which until you meet and make a closer connection with someone. So that's really just the basic message of the writings that I do and the blog that I have up at trinda.net. And I encourage everyone to connect with us and to connect with you and to share some of their stories, because I think that's how we learn and grow the most, is when we share our stories with one another. You know, how did you go through this experience? How did you get through that loss? How did you find that joy? That's really what we're all seeking, is to have a happier and healthier and wealthier life. And when we can learn from others, wow, how great is that, you know? And then thank them. Oh, my gosh. let's not forget to thank someone for sharing their story with us, because it is personal, and they've gone through some trial or triumph, you know, and that was a lot of energy out for something that they're sharing with you. So appreciate that and thank them for that. And I can't thank you guys enough for allowing me to come on and connecting with you all.
It's been wonderful. And I wanted to, you know, have you be able to take a minute to also, and you did throughout the show, but allow the listeners to let them know how to connect with you, how to find your books, and, you know, learn more about what you do and who you are. And so maybe I'll be helping more connections.
Oh, I hope so. I hope we all do. But basically, they can go to my website, which is Trinda, TRINDA.net. And on the website directory is a link for the blog. You can click on that, and you'll go to Meet and Make a Connection, which is basically my online writing. There are probably close to 2,000 writings right now, or blog postings, if you will, that they can peruse and enjoy, and among them are guests like you have interviewed. I have as well, for not only my blog but also for books. And I've interviewed everyone from celebrity mediums to scientists to spiritual leaders and gifted lay people around the world. So it's really quite an eclectic collection for everyone to peruse and read and enjoy. And it's got a lot of inspirational writings and poetry and messages and self-help guide tips, and all of the stories, real life stories, that have not only helped to give me a greater insight on others, but also myself. And I think that we're all on a personal journey to healing ourselves, to recognizing the greatness within us, and just than just letting it come out, just letting that greatness mm-hmm. come out and having a better life. So I thank you, Teresa, and I hope everyone comes to meet and make a connection with us.
That would be awesome. And they can find your book. I know the e-book version of A Greater You, Living a Connected Life is free on Amazon. So I encourage everyone to go ahead and pick that up. And if you'd like the print version, that is also available on Amazon, right, Trinda?
Yes, it is. And everything's on the website and blog. They'll find it. They can Google it or connect however they can. But it's just been a real pleasure, and I'm real happy to be of service. So thanks again.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you all for being here for another edition of Inspiration Nation. And remember, be the inspiration that you wish to see in the world. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Trinda, again so much for being on the show. I have had a wonderful time with you, and appreciate you so much. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Teresa. Have a great day.